feel so good. And I wouldn't live without her, even if I could. Thank God I can.
Broadcasting on 6260 kHz on the 49-meter band, this is Radio Valerie, returning to the airwaves after 1 year's absence. We are presenting a very special history program today, which was first broadcast on the 20th of October, 1974.
Whatever may come true, ahead for me and you, someday it all will be.
Guys and gals, my name is Mike Anderson, and we're presenting exclusively to this station the history of Irish Free Radio. And let's go, let's start the ball rolling, folks. First, Radio Santa Monica, a station that may not be too familiar to you, but Radio Santa Monica was the first Dublin free radio station, opening up in 1965 on 253 meters, 1183 kilohertz. It was the strongest medium wave pirate ever to take to the airwaves, using a half-wave dipole aerial. However, it only came on two or three times a year, would you believe, folks, on Sundays from 2 to 3 p.m. It was the first opportunity for Mick Wright to come on the air, who was later associated with the fabulously successful Radio Caroline Dublin, which we shall be mentioning later in our very special history program. Top 20 sounds were featured, such as Last Exit from Brooklyn by Gene Pitney and Hey Mr. Tambourine Man. 2807s were used in parallel with push-pull modulation, folks, giving a power output of 80 watts. That's the history of Radio Santa Monica. brings us to Radio Caroline Dublin, which started off as Radio Romeo in 1969 on 300 meters. That was in the summer of 1969, transmissions began. It broadcast for the first 15 months with live programs on Tuesdays and Saturdays, the Saturday programs being at midnight featuring John Peters. Tuesday lunchtime programs ran from 12:30 until 1:30, with four programs of 15 minutes each with such DJs as Neddy C. Goon. For the first 6 months, power was 80 watts, DC input with anode and screen modulation. Then they moved to 227 meters medium wave with VFO control after a short period on 270 meters. After the first 9 months, there was an increase in power to 200 watts. The engineer tells us the rig had to be rebuilt three times to continuously improve presentation. Radio Romeo became Radio Caroline Dublin 15 months after initial broadcast began in 1969. Jive and Johnny Kay took over audio engineering with two new DJs, Mick Walker and Mick Wright. Folks, call Piltan Rides Again used to herald the start of Jive and Johnny K's shows on Radio Caroline Dublin. The schedule used to be Friday night for 2 hours plus Saturday night transmissions with Pat the DXer for 1 hour with DX tips interspersed with Chicago and The Who, believe it or not. First to go were Friday night broadcasts, and eventually transmissions were pruned back to include only Sunday afternoons. The station closed in August 1973 after reports had been received for the medium wave transmissions of this station on 227 meters from Norway, Sweden, Denmark, Holland, West Germany, Poland, Finland, and the Shetland Islands.
She is so fine. We'll dream together, just me and Caroline. Caroline.
That's Radio Caroline Dublin, folks, and now we move on to Radio AMO, which is spelled E-A-M-O. This station was first heard in Dublin from 1970 to 1971 on 300 metres medium wave and was quite regularly on the air from Saturday and Sunday mornings for 2 or 3 hours. The station had a power output of 20 watts and specialised in underground heavy sounds, especially Led Zeppelin's Whole Lotta Love.
Give you my love.
began on the 29th of September 1970 on 197 meters, medium wave, 1525 kilohertz. Remember the name, folks, Radio Vanessa. Broadcasts were on Sunday afternoons from 12 until 1 o'clock, and the aerial used was a long wire. DJs featured on this station, Radio Vanessa, were Hungry Herbie, Robbie Dale, who had the theme Image. Image, which was Robbie Dale's theme music. Also featured on the station were Edward Leroy and Aaron St. Jude, who later moved to Radio Melinda. Broadcasts of Radio Vanessa ceased in August 1971. The station is famous for trying to insert a death notice in national papers when RNI ceased transmissions. Radio Vanessa's theme tune, which opened all broadcasts, was Telstar by the Tornadoes. folks, that was Telstar, the theme tune of Radio Vanessa. Right now, next on our list in this special history of Irish Free Radio, which is coming to you on Radio Valerie's first anniversary show, is Radio Melinda, which began transmissions in August 1972 on 300 metres, 1,000 kilohertz, medium wave, and the station ended its days with a raid by the post office and police on December the 17th, that fateful day in 1972, which precipitated the first prosecution of a free radio station in this country. Transmissions were every night from 12:30 until 0300 hours in the morning, and on Sundays from 9 until 3:30 in the afternoon. The aerial was a long wire with the aerial tuning unit contained in a biscuit tin. The station made the first attempt to provide a community radio service, and DJs on this historic station were Aaron St. Jude, formerly of Radio Vanessa, Jimmy Lynch, Jimmy McCabe, Michael Lynch, and Richard Cairns. That's the history of Radio Melinda. That's Lieutenant Pigeon's Moldy Old Dough, a record that was featured quite regularly on the station we've just mentioned, Radio Melinda. I just want to tell you that we'll be playing some of the programs featured on these stations later on in the show, so don't go away, we've lots more stations to come. And also, of course, folks, the most important thing, we'll be giving you the history of Radio Valerie right from the start when we began transmissions on medium wave on 197 meters, so don't go away!
Friends, that was Mr. Mike Anderson giving you a rundown of some of the history of some of the most famous stations here in Dublin over the last few years. And my name is Derek Jones, and right now I'm going to be sitting here and I'm going to be giving you some sounds from those stations that Mike has been mentioning. And the first station that I'm going to give you a listen to is a little snippet of a tape from Radio Melinda.
Another one of the long line of hits for the same. That was the home of one on Radio Melinda called... we're all crazy now, unfortunately. Nothing we can do about it, actually. 28 minutes past 1 o'clock on Radio Melinda. And just before actually I came over here, when I just walked in, I started playing cards, you see, with Jimmy Lynch. I never played cards with him again because, my goodness me, I tell you, ladies and gentlemen, Jimmy Lynch has got lost in scissor, you see. Well, my goodness me, where's everything down to here? Yeah. I was just saying that Jimmy Lynch has lost in scissor, you see, because you're playing a game of poker, and... He's simply coming out with five aces. Five aces, Jimmy. You know what? Coyotic circumstances here, Lady Melinda. Anyway, we're going to listen to the music of the Seashells and the Left Shore record called Maybe I Know That She's Been Cheating. Now, there was going to be something happening there a minute ago. I was going to sort of say, Jimmy Lynch is a rotten scissor, you see. All I'd have to do was press the button, and if you like this, you see. There's never anything worse here, so I'll thank you. It's just a pity. Anyway, music of the Seashells and Maybe I Know. Sorry about that, Jim.
Of Mr. Ron St. Jude there, sitting behind the microphone at the studios of Radio Melinda. Take it from me, friends, you don't hear anything like that now. And unfortunately, that station was raided and everything taken, of course, on the 17th of December, 1972. What a day! And I remember it well, because I had tuned into Radio Melinda and there was nothing there, and I said, my goodness, there must be something wrong. And of course, I got word then from Aaron St. Jude that everything had been taken. And you may remember that if you were lucky enough to be listening to Aaron St. Jude playing the records on that desperate day, you will remember that he was playing something about Donovan. He was playing a record by Donovan, and the words came along, sunshine, something stepped right through my window. And just then the police all came tumbling down the stairs, and well, you can guess right there just what happened. Anyway, Radio Melinda, that was a clip from Aaron St. Jude there, and right now we're going to move on with some more sounds from these famous radio stations that have been going over the last few years. And of course, don't forget to stay tuned for the complete history of Radio Valerie. But wait till we see now what we've got next for you in line on tape.
That's a lovely sound from Miss Olivia Newton-John. I should be good. It sounds like a lonely Miss Olivia Newton-John. The only number written by George Harrison, and it's called What Is Life? And she keeps on asking that question, what is life? Well, baby, you want to know what is life? Life is you, the music, and the John Peter Show on Radio Caroline. Well, this is Johnny Nash. Stir it up. Stir it up and dish it up. Just a good wee sound that's going down like this.
There you go, friends. That's the sound of Mr. John Peters, one of the DJs, top DJs on Radio Caroline Dublin, which went over the airwaves on 227 meters in the medium wave band. And just like to say that sorry for the very small bit of tape there, but that's the only recording we have got hold of here from Radio Caroline Dublin. And right now, we're going to move on, and I'm going to give you a little bit of the history of Radio Dublin, friends.
Public Entry. This is called Oath to Billy Joe.
First test of Radio Dublin were in 1965 as Radio 217. As Radio 217 with a few watts output, it only came on the air very infrequently on Sundays around noon. Various tests were continued in 1966, 67 and 68, but the station really came famous in 1969. Before that, the station was known as Radio Ballyclea with 15 watts output on 217 meters. Before the build-up to full transmissions in 1969, the station was drawing 80 milliamps at 350 watts. With the change of location, the station moved to its regular slot of 253 meters, the theme of which was Bula Bula.
Sound there with the famous theme tune from Radio Dublin called Bula Bula. The shows from Radio Dublin went from 12 o'clock noon through till 14:30 hours, presented by Prince Terry and Mark T. And transmissions from this station ended on October 1972. The station has been heard quite regular since then after a break in transmissions, both as Radio Dublin on 253 meters medium wave and more sporadically as Radio Scorpio on 6340 kHz in the shortwave 49 meter band.
I'm done the track work all over. Jimi Hendrix. Purple Haze.
Yes, indeed, friends, the voices there of Prince Terry and Mark T as they were heard over the airwaves on the Big D Radio Dublin in summer 1972.
This is Radio Vanessa on 196 meters medium wave with a test transmission. We would appreciate reception reports and comments which should be sent to us at Department 4, DIRM, 8, Bristol Gate, Kent Town, spelled K-E-M-P-T-O-W-N, Kent Town, in Brighton. And that last record was in condition one. We were playing that in condition one. We have two on the map. We will call this section B, and this is going to be live. It's a lot of fun here, and this is AR Nick, I'm at the radio outside. Hope the people are listening in, and I will love to record from you. It's only so very telephonic, but I hope there's been some improvement. And I just decided to put on a little bit of program for metal and just so you can get a general idea, general impression. What is the effect? You will give me the report, and we just continue on and play the music on a different system. So this is Eggman from The Tune.
Okay, friends, there you had two snippets. That was, first of all, Mr. Kenneth Edwards, and one of the announcements there from Radio Vanessa, 196 meters. And then that was a snip from RND, Radio North Dublin, on 217 meters in the medium wave band. And I would just like to play a record now that I would like to dedicate to everyone who worked on Radio North Dublin. And I remember tuning in one Sunday when the signal was loud and clear, and this is what I heard.
possession of my mindless chamber. But here I am in prison.